You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Jesus, when he began his ministry, was about 30 years of age. Being the son, as was supposed, of Joseph, the son of Heli, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jannai, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Math, the son of Mattathias, the son of Semine, the son of Josech, the son of Joda, the son of Jonan, the son of Resa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adai, the son of Kosam, the son of Elmadam, the son of Ur, the son of Joshua, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Mathat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonam, the son of Eliakim, the son of Melia, the son of Mena, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Sala, the son of Nashon, the son of Aminadab, the son of Admin, the son of Arni, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Shelah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalaleel, the son of Canaan, the son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of God. Here ends the reading. Well, today I've chosen as our devotional reading the passage from Luke, which is probably skimmed over by most readers. It's one of two genealogies in the Gospels, one here in Luke, the other in Matthew. I've heard some dismiss the genealogies as unimportant, and in some ways, maybe that's true. In other ways, the two genealogies serve a very particular purpose in accordance with the intention of the author. Matthew's genealogy, Matthew chapter 1, verses 1 to 7, for example, is presented at the beginning of his gospel, while Luke's genealogy appears at the beginning of Jesus' ministry after his baptism. Luke sees his genealogy as important for Jesus' identity, while Matthew uses his genealogy to connect Jesus as Jewish Messiah with the Old Testament and Jesus in the lineage of Abraham. For this reason, Matthew begins with Abraham and works toward Jesus, while Luke begins with Jesus and works toward Adam. Why does Luke connect Jesus with Adam? Abraham was the father of Judaism, and Matthew intended to show that Jesus was the fulfillment of God's promises to Abraham. Adam was the father of all of humanity, of all nations and peoples. As Luke was possibly a Gentile or Greek-speaking Jew, he's writing for Gentiles as much as Jews, wanting to announce that Jesus is not only the Jewish Messiah, but Savior of the world. In this sense, then, it is true that rather than stumbling over the many difficult pronunciations in the Bible, you can discover the purpose of the genealogy by looking at the first and last persons in the lineage. Where does the author begin and end? Who's connected to whom? Genealogies are important in the Bible, and almost always communicate a theological as well as a historical message. Let's pray. Almighty God, thank you for Jesus, who is both Messiah and Savior of the world. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: read and compare Matthew's and Luke's genealogies for yourself.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.